part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out.
That would be us.
Yo.
We're glad you're with us.
Yo.
On great stations all over the country.
Absolutely.
99.1 KKFT FM Talk in Reno, Nevada.
Now we're in San Diego.
Soon coming to Las Vegas, Nevada.
We're on a million stations.
Not quite, but close. As close as 300 can get us. Put it that way. But, yeah, I love the enthusiasm, Stephen.
Yeah.
You've been holed up in a roach-infested motel somewhere down in New Orleans for the last 10 days.
Actually.
John Grisham writing your legal strategy, plotting your takeover of Kevin Costner's media empire.
Actually.
Yes.
Now that you mentioned it.
There was a roach.
No, I stayed in the lovely Marriott Hotel on Canal Street in downtown New Orleans in the French Quarter. Marriott hotels are outstanding. Did you know that, Kevin?
Did they give you a free room?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, see. That's called payola. What you just did was a federal crime.
No.
Yes.
Well, I guess we're busted.
No.
No, but you had the knowledge and thus asked me the question anyway. See, so now you're associated.
No, all I said was you stayed in some roach-infested place, and you
and
said the roach-infested place was Marriott.
And I said I stayed at a Marriott.
You said Marriott was full of roaches.
No, I never said that.
Something like that. Stephen Baldwin, front page of New York Times tomorrow, in trouble for payola and being sued by Marriott for the roaches found in his room.
You know, with partners like Kevin, who needs Kevin Costner? Oh! I didn't.
You did say
did
that.
Did I say that?
You did.
That was a good one.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But you were away for a week.
Two weeks.
Almost.
I know, Kevin, it was 2 weeks, but for you, in your heart, it felt like a week.
No, it was really weird.
You missed me so much.
People were like, how's Steven? Like, I've had one text from him, four words in 4 days.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was very weird.
It was,
and you weren't really allowed to talk to
people. We were under a gag order.
Yeah.
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 Boy, that Kevin Costner trial really made me gag. That's funny.
Yeah. Better laugh than cry. That's all I can say.
Oh, I have no remorse.
But you said it's not done.
It's not done.
It's not done.
There's more to come.
Yay!
You'll see.
Yay! We just lost the front page case. Now what are we going to do? Can we get the next one, like, on Bill O'Reilly?
No.
Oh.
No?
All right. Fine. Be that way. Don't share the joy of your legal John Grishamness. Did you see Grisham? Was he down there taking notes for a future book?
No. But another guy was.
You could call it The Actor.
Can Jackie hear us?
Yes. She's right behind you.
Jackie, who wrote the book Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil? Look that up for me, would you?
Oh, the guy that wrote that was there taking notes?
Every day.
Wow. So maybe there will be a movie. A movie about Stevie B versus KC.
More to come.
Okay.
More to come.
Whatever. Anyway, we were talking about illegals and letting them work and have work permits, and that's what the president came out and said yesterday. Said, I'm not going to go through Congress. I'm not going to pass laws. I'm not going to do any of this stuff. I'm just going to open up the big fat work permit checkbook and just write one to everybody that's out there.
Let me be clear.
And he was. He was very clear. You know what was funny, though? There was, you know who Tucker Carlson is?
Sure.
The guy that wears the little bow tie.
Yeah.
Has the preppy haircut. He runs the dailycaller.com.
Tucker's gnarly.
He is, from a conservative perspective.
Right.
But he runs the Daily Caller website. One of his reporters was in the Rose Garden with the president.
Right.
And starts to ask him a question.
Yeah.
And Obama goes, I'm not taking any questions.
Yeah.
There'll be no questions here.
You're with Tucker?
And he goes, I would appreciate it if next time you would wait until I was done before you asked your question. Like, he's like scolding the reporter because the reporter's like, what's up, chief? This ain't going to work.
Well.
And so now there's this big, you know, big debate over whether or not, you know, Tucker Carlson should have fired Neil Monroe for interrupting, disrespecting the president.
Really?
But here's how Obama always does it. He wants to do something that he doesn't want any pushback on. He goes and he makes a statement, then he walks away.
Right.
Now, no questions today. We're just making a statement. Well, the reporters are kind of like, I could just get the email on this. What good does this do me?
Right.
You're going to send it to me anyway. Why do I have to come to a thing at the Rose Garden?
Right.
So this guy was like, I'm not going to settle for that. I'm going to try to get a question asked. And Sam Donaldson did the same thing, by the way, to George H.W. Bush a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was considered journalistic prescience. It was like this, like, wow, look at what he did. He humbled a president. He brought him to his knees. He made him answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama's like, let me be clear. I ain't answering your question. This is not a question time.
Right.
And what was printed on the Drudge Report and several newspapers across the country was the president going, yeah. But if you just think everything we've known about this guy from the time he ran the first time, like, that's not the picture you think of. When you think of President Obama, it's not, yeah.
Well, you do think of that if you think of Obama in proper context, which is he's a hater.
Well, send that email to Stephen Baldwin.
Obama's a hater.
At extrememedia.com.
Isn't it obvious?
Let's go to the phones. Line 3, Tom in Reno has been very patient. Actually, no. Tom, hold on. Michael was there before you. Let's go to line 1. Michael in Virginia, thank you for your patience. Hi.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate it. What afternoon? Are you out watching the U.S. Open? What are you doing, Michael?
Yes. First off, I want to congratulate you guys. You guys are really fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But my question would be, why do we have to import people from another country when we have so many very willing people here in the U.S. wanting and needing jobs?
Because he needs votes, Michael.
You know, I understand that. But now's the time, too, for the Americans to stand up and say, sir, what you're doing, first off, if you put an age on this, isn't that age discrimination?
Yeah, and he is. I mean, according to the Washington Post, it would be only people under 30 that would get to apply.
Hmm. Right. Well, now, you go to apply for a job, and you're 31, and they say, no, you're too old. What's going to happen?
Well, again, this wouldn't be for the actual jobs themselves. It would just be for work permits.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, Michael, I think you bring up some good points. Thanks for the call, and thanks again for your patience. He held on for a long time. He doesn't think this is going to help, and he's saying, look, we've got all these other people out of work, and now you're giving these people work permits. They're going to be competing for the same jobs that the people that are already out of work are competing for, and that makes a lot of sense. Line 3, Tom in Reno. Tom, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Well, my question is, I mean, we have all these people coming to this country to become citizens, to have a better life for themselves, and they get green cards, they go through the process, and now they're in their fourth year, you know, and they're about ready to become citizens in their fifth year or something. And now the president comes out and says, oh, anyone who's illegal, who's not even trying to become a citizen, they just want to work under the table, I'm going to allow them to do that and totally ruin the credibility of this country for people to even try and become citizens here in the first place. I mean, my grandparents came over, and they became citizens. They went through the process, taught my family good work ethic, and now we're just saying, you know, if you come over, sneak under the table, it's okay. Where do we draw the line? When does it go from work permit to work visa, and all of a sudden everyone here is a citizen just because they set foot on our soil and says, yes, I want to be a citizen?
Well, I think you're asking a lot of great questions, Tom. My challenge is I don't have any good answers for you, and I don't know that the president does either. And this is if I was running his campaign, I'd start to get really worried about this pattern because he keeps coming up with ideas that he puts out there. They sound kind of good to the populace. They sound kind of good to one group of voters. And at the end of the day, if anybody spends any amount of time thinking any of these things through, they go, that don't make much sense. And I think that's kind of what you're helping us understand. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Philip in Utah, hold on. We're going to get to you right after we come back from this next break. Friends, have you found yourself struggling with that disease, that cyclical disease that has come out again this summer? It's called high energy bill syndrome. I kid you not. You look at the envelope, you see the bill, you see the number, you scream. Your neighbors think you have Tourette's. That you got some sort of problem because you're paying so much for the electricity for the air conditioning. Two words for you need to know. Stuart Lynn can help you save 30 to 40% off your electricity. He can also help you get your electricity for free or help you make money off of using your electricity. 877-532-1821. Call him today.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6474, $8.3237 for a half ounce, or $4.1619 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6474, $8.3237, and $4.1619.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough here for your entertainment pleasure. Every Saturday
in New York,
night, 9 to 11.
All over the place.
And
in new places constantly.
You got a lot of phone calls so far, Kevo.
Yeah, well, let's go to...
people weighing in on this.
Let's go to Ogden, Utah. Line 2, Philip is on hold. He wants to weigh in on the whether or not illegals getting work permits will help the economy, hurt the economy, et cetera, et cetera. Hello, Philip. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. It'll definitely hurt the economy because then you just have more people competing for an ever-shrinking job market.
Yeah, and you would think, I guess I would think on some level, that someone would have mentioned that to the president at some point in time. But
you would have thought he'd have come up with that one on his own.
Yeah, you would think it might not be that hard to figure out. But anyway, glad that you were able to join us, Philip. Let me ask you lastly what I asked a couple of callers ago. Is there any doubt in your mind that this was anything other than a political pandering move that he made?
Absolutely not, especially this close to the general election.
Yeah.
Of course it's a political move.
Hoping to score some points with the Latino vote. Thank you, Philip. I appreciate the call. 888-340-3373. Well, if you've got additional thoughts on that, we can continue to take your calls. That's not a problem. I don't know where Steven just went. He just up and walked out of the studio. No, it's fine. No, don't worry about it, Ivan. He gets 1 week of grace coming back from the trial because he's kind of in some sort of, I don't know, crazy zone. Do I do a radio show? How do I do this? I forgot. All lines are clear. There are no callers. Thank you, Jackie. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Okay, I had this other thing that I wanted to talk about, and Stephen has a topic he wants to talk about, and if he decides to come back some point in this second hour, we'll let him introduce his topic. But I had the most... tomorrow is Father's Day, right? It's a big day. Okay, Father's Day, big day in the McCullough house, because I have two sons already. I have a third son on the way. Hopefully he will be arriving sometime in the smack dab middle of September. And I'm looking forward to that. But not only am I a father that is interested in being a good dad, but I want to teach these boys how to grow up and be good dads too, right? At least that's what a good dad would want to do, right? We can all agree on this these days, right? No, we can't. We have to apologize. Oh, I'm sorry that I want my boys to grow up and be good dads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm at actually I was at the flagship station of our network. I was at AM 970 and their sister station AM 570 here in New York earlier this week. And Stephen, I was going up the elevator to see our friend Baby Carl.
Right.
And I get on the elevator, and these other two guys get on, and we're all in our sunglasses. So I've got my Ray-Bans on, and, you know, I wear my Ray-Bans a lot. Sometimes I wear them inside. Sometimes I wear them at night, and my wife gets mad at me. Who do you think you are, Tom Cruise? And I said, no, sweetie, I'm confident if I opened a movie this weekend, it would do better than third. Anyway, so we're all on the elevator together, and these two dads get on. They both got their sunglasses on. So one of them goes,
hey.
I don't know. He sounds exactly like Janet Napolitano.
Goes, hey. Did I tell you about my girl?
Yeah.
And the other one goes, no, you didn't tell me nothing. What happened to your girl? And the other one goes,
oh, well, you know, we're getting that expensive tile put down in the kitchen, right? So I say to my 7-year-old, you know, be careful around the tile because, you know, it's expensive tile and don't want to mess it up.
And the other one's like, so, what happened? And the first one goes,
well, I couldn't believe it because the tile guys, you know, they got to be idiots or something because they didn't put up a barrier between where she was and the tile. And so she goes walking in. So my 7-year-old goes walking into the kitchen and she steps on the tile. And, of course, it moves it like, you know, a 16th of an inch. And now the whole thing is completely a mess. And I yell at her. I say, hey, what are you effing doing over there?
And at that point, I got to my floor and got off the elevator.
Right.
Now, this is Father's Day week, right? This is like last Wednesday. This is Father's Day is tomorrow.
Right.
Dad of the year material, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I didn't know whether to slug him, chew him out,
or pray for him.
Yeah, I prayed for the little girl.
Right.
Forget that dude.
Okay. All right.
You treat a 7-year-old like that and you want me to pray for him? I'm praying for the girl. She has to grow up in that mess.
Okay.
He's, you know, 185 years old. He's set in his way. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. My heart breaks for the innocent little girl who's on the other receiving end of that.
Okay.
Am I nuts?
No, but, you know, Jesus came and died for the dad, too. Just saying.
Yes, but he's of age, Stephen.
Okay.
He gets to actually be responsible for his own actions.
Sure, gotcha.
He's training that 7-year-old to yell at her kids someday when they're disturbing her expensive tile a 16th of an inch in the wrong direction.
Okay.
So I shouldn't have been mad at him.
No, you should have been mad.
You're laying the Christian guilt trip all over me here. I think I was totally justified in wanting to defend the innocence of that little girl.
Laying.
Yeah, you are. Always
Christian guilt trip on him. I'm
supposed to be praying for him because that's what Jesus would do.
888-340-3373. Who's right on this? Should I have prayed for the?
Hey. Get off the effing tile. What's your problem?
Should I pray for that guy? Or should I pray for the little girl?
Or both.
Well, and later I did. But at that immediate moment,
uh-huh.
I didn't even know the girl's name. Didn't know where she was from. Didn't know anything about her. Maybe she's just the most rotten kid that's ever been born.
Maybe she deliberately stepped on the
tile. Maybe she did. But does a 7-year-old ever deserve that from a father? From a father? Does any 7-year-old deserve that from a dad?
No, sir. Which is why he needs the prayer.
She needs the prayer.
They both need the prayer.
She needs the prayer.
888-340-3373.
888-340-3373. Yeah, I lost it. I have to get off the elevator and go to this meeting, and all I can think about sitting through that meeting is like, what kind of, you know, hellhole does this girl live in all the time?
Mm-hmm.
He's yelling at his 7-year-old because she stepped on a piece of tile that moved in the thing in almost an undiscernible amount of space.
Well, no, 1/16. That's discernible, clearly.
Evidently. So said Tony.
Yeah, hey, what's what happened to my girl?
No.
And I don't know what, you know, Tweedledum was doing the rest of the elevator ride up, but he was like, that seems kind of, And that was all I heard. Happy Father's Day. I hope he has a fantastic one. Maybe he'll wake up with coal shoved up his nose tomorrow or something instead of breakfast in bed. I don't know. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on that next.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
DannyJohnson.com.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, we're both back together tonight.
And
after 2 weeks of together but not there.
Right.
We were together in spirit.
After 2 weeks of a gag order.
and infected eye pus.
Yeah. It's kind of gross. I mean, that's even gross by my standard.
Well, I don't know. You had parasites living inside your skin laying eggs.
Right.
That kind of beats eye pus, I think.
Yeah?
I think a little.
Okay.
Anyway, we were just talking about dads. Tomorrow's Dad's Day, by the way. Father's Day.
Hey, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, to you.
To you.
No, to you.
No, to you.
You got the two daughters. I got the two sons.
To you, to you.
And I'm trumping you this September. I'm adding number three.
But so
we'll,
let me get this right. Before number two's even born, you're calling number three.
No, I have. This will be number three.
Oh, yes. I stand corrected.
Yes. Did we mention that math wasn't Stephen's thing when John Sally was involved? Maybe it was all John Sally's involved.
Got it.
Okay. Anyway, line one, BJ in Carson City. Hey, BJ, welcome. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. We're glad you're here.
Good show. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
You're talking about the two fellows in the elevator.
Yeah.
Made me flash back to my one experience I had in a coffee shop.
Okay.
Two ladies walk in smoking their big Benson and Hedges cigarettes. They have about a six-year-old boy, and about a four-year-old little girl with them. They're sitting there talking, the two ladies. The little four-year-old girl says, "Mother, Mama," she says, "shut up." And I looked over, everyone in the coffee shop looked over, and it's about 30 seconds go by, and the little girl says again, "Mama," she says, "shut up."
Like as loud as she can, like that, like the top of her lungs.
Scream. I'm doing it mildly because I don't want to be offensive.
Sure.
But she would scream at the top of her voice, "Shut up!" And she'd go back to talking to her friend. And I had a little girl about that same age at the time, and it's all I could do to keep from walking over and getting nose to nose with the lady and screaming, "Shut up!" Parents don't understand that they're programming their children. Now, later on, when this girl gets to be a teenager, she's going to say to her, make some request of her, or say something to the girl, and the girl's going to say, "Shut up." And the mother's going to say, "How can you talk to me like this?" Well, the reason is because she programmed her at age four. And it's sad that parents don't understand the tremendous effect they have on their children at that age.
Especially at that age. And, BJ, thanks for the observation there. Appreciate it. Stephen, when these guys in that elevator were, you know, he was telling the story, and, yeah, he was probably, being a little indulgent with maybe his descriptions or whatever. But it's one thing to think that about your child, to say, you know, "Hey, what are you effing doing?" It's one thing to just have that thought go through your mind. It's another thing to verbalize it to your child.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to verbalize it to your child and go to work and brag to your coworker that that's what you did. And it's another thing still, Ivan pointed out in the break, to do that, to think it, say it, go to work and brag about it in an elevator with a complete stranger standing there next to you. And I'm like, you've dishonored your daughter on about four different levels there. And you can't get that back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can try to rebuild and reconcile and do things that, you know, hopefully put you in a healthy direction. But, man, it just floored me. And I'm like, and I don't know, maybe it's because the lovely bride and I want a daughter and we don't have one. And this child that's coming in September, we don't think will be one. We're pretty sure it's going to be a boy. Maybe it's just an extra sensitive thing to me that I just like, how could you take something precious like a young daughter and just be that way with her? Hey, if you were on that elevator, would you have had any reaction at all, or would you have just done what I did, which is basically not say anything, just get off and go to my appointment?
I'd have punched him in the face, no question.
Now I'm being serious, though. You would not have committed an assault against him.
Well, in my mind.
Right. But would you have had an actual response of some sort?
I would have had to have been there. Because I know that, like, for example, I was with my wife and two kids yesterday in New York City.
Yes, you were. And you told me something very colorful on the phone about that. Yeah. That's being a good dad.
Yeah.
What'd you tell me?
And there's these kind of transient guys sitting outside of this, it was somewhere downtown, it looked like a church.
Right.
And, like, the caretaker of the church just, through the fence, just starts bopping these guys on the head to clear him out of there with, like, the handle of a broom. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm sure there's a better way to conduct your business there, buddy. And I started to walk over, and my wife goes, "You're not a policeman! Let's go!"
All right, he's bald and I'm McCullough. When we come back, what is Stephen's fascination with this?
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360.
800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York and live online at TheBingeThinker.com. Or if you want to spell Baldwin McCullough, you can do that as well. We're glad you're with us every Saturday night. Last weekend, I was with you solo. The weekend before that, Stephen was here by himself. Tonight, we're back together. And yes, Stephen did survive the dragon breath that is Kevin Costner. He lives to stare that Dances with Wolves down one more day. At some point in time. You're not planning on ever working with Kevin, are you?
No.
From this point on.
No, I didn't think so.
I
wouldn't want to associate myself with someone like him who has associated himself with...
Who he has associated himself with. And if you're wondering what Steve's talking about, get Hour One on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Yeah.
In crystal clarity. All right, so Stephen, I send you the normal Saturday text. Got a topic? Question mark.
Yeah.
And instead of getting a text back, I, how could Baldwin not win? It didn't cost Kevin Costner. Jackie put all that up in the chat room just now.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Very witty.
How could Baldwin
That's why I look up,
win.
She's like cracking herself up back
Kevin
there.
Costner.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. So he sends back this email.
It'll cost him in the eternal realm, Jackie.
Did you pray for him?
I did. You didn't see my tweet about that?
No.
I tweeted about that.
Oh. Did he yell at his 7-year-old?
All throughout the trial, I was praying for Kevin Costner's salvation. How cool is that?
That assumes a lot. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Had to be praying for Kevin's salvation.
So, Jackie wants to know, are you saying he's going to hell? How would you answer that question?
Well, how I would answer that question is this way.
I just think he lost his topic for the night.
No. How I would answer that question is this. I would say that when you're truly saved...
So New York Times listening tonight.
...and operating in the Holy Spirit, there are certain things you won't do. There are certain choices and decisions that you won't make. And if y'all knew what I know... Y'all would know you need to be praying for Kevin's salvation.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And there's more coming up on a major television show coming out sometime later this month. So
something like that.
Yeah, we'll watch. We'll watch for that. We'll give you all the details on that ahead of time. Okay, so here's... I send to Stephen, what's your topic?
Yeah.
And you send me back a link that I'm going to have you describe.
Well, I kind of look for topics in the darndest places.
The kooky corner.
Yeah, and I find this one that's, it was on FoxNews.com, and it's a new holster for women.
Uh-huh.
To be able to conceal their pistol, their personal protection.
Their handgun. Their bang bang, their pow pow.
In the strangest place yet.
Okay.
Their brassiere. And it says pack and heat.
It's a little crowded there, but go ahead.
It says pack and heat. Well, not necessarily. Pack and heat. Gun holster for bras. And I'm like, is that weird or is it just me? And then there's a video that comes with it, and it shows this gal go, she's like, well, there's multiple places you can have a holster under your armpit, and you can have it on your belt or in your back, and all the traditional places.
Well, and in that video, she was actually complaining that those traditional places, while maybe easier for men to utilize, are not necessarily all that advantageous
and
for women.
And then she demonstrates the gun holster for her brassiere. And she's got the gun out like in a nanosecond.
Right. And by the way, completely modest the whole time. Doesn't reveal anything. Doesn't take anything off.
It's just in the center of the brassiere is a holster where you can put your weapon. And then she does this move where she just pulls her shirt away from herself and puts her hand under there. And just the gal draws her weapon.
Faster than you can blink.
Faster than Jesse James. Or someone.
Not exactly sure if that would be the case, but.
But did you see in the video?
Yes. No, she did. She
goes like this. She goes, here, let me show you. She just takes this gun out from under her shirt. And I'm like, that's pretty impressive.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there saying.
So bra gun holsters are impressive. Print on New York Times front page tomorrow.
No. In the case of the gal who has created it,
yes,
she has obviously learned how to utilize it in such a way where
it's a whole designer line of holsters now.
There is.
They come in black lace,
in animal prints,
cheetah skin.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there going, now is this just silly, or is this legit? Has the whole idea of women's personal protection in regard to one's handgun, is this just has it gone too far?
Do you think this is evidence of that?
That's my question.
You're asking if this is evidence that women want to protect themselves is going too far?
No. I'm asking, is it necessary to have a gun holster in the center of your brassiere? Okay, now Jackie's laughing. I'm on to something. Okay.
Well, she also typed up, it's a little close to the heart, though, isn't it, if it goes off by accident?
Well, hello? Although, men's holsters...
I was about to say, have you ever seen where men stick guns?
That's a little too close to our brain. Get it?
All right, so
That's funny.
First of all, I don't see what the big deal is. If she wants to pack
heat. You don't think
no.
that putting a gun into a holster that's at the center of a woman's brassiere
well,
is normal.
And when you say center.
It's between her breasts.
It hangs from the clasp that would be in between, but it clearly holds the gun below the bust line.
Right. Well, something like that.
Right. And so it's really not endangering the bust line, the heart, anything. It's just a secret holster that's under her shirt. It just happens to attach to the center clasp.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. So I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. It's like, you know, I like girls that pack, you know. Let them all pack. Crime would go down exponentially if all women carried.
The redneck in you comes
no,
out,
if women were packing,
let girls
be much
pack.
There'd be a lot more dead criminals, let's put it that way.
She's packing.
It's
KMC here.
So your last chance to weigh in on this topic, 888-340-3373. Is it a bad sign that women are wearing gun holsters between their breastises? Stay with us.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360
or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Project.com.
Rekindle between you and I.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
Yes, he is.
Kevin McCullough. And the old gun connected to the brassiere thing has, it hasn't generated any phone calls yet.
It's pulled an Alec on us. It caused the phone lines to die, actually.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do we have any calls yet? Can you check and see if there's any calls? Any calls? Any calls? Any calls? Oh, there's Sean Hannity. Hi, Sean.
Oh, boy.
We'll leave that alone. I think I have a slight insight into this, not so much as to why women might want to carry a handgun, because I think there's plenty of reasons why women might want to carry a handgun, but are you actually saying that the fact that they're wanting to carry the handgun in a concealed fashion is a bad sign for...
No. I'm saying I think it's weird, with all the options that exist, that are the ways that you can carry a handgun, was it really necessary to create one at the center of a woman's brassiere?
It is completely hidden, though.
Yeah.
Like if she wears the side, the shoulder.
So here's
shoulder.
My point. You're demonstrating my point. To
right.
you, there's some sensibility here. To me, it seems weird.
I don't know that I have sensibility about it. I I don't live a woman's life, so I don't really have any. I don't think I have any real keen insight on.
Boy, I could have fun with that.
On what that should be. But are you thinking it is a worrisome thing that women are so desperate that they're wearing holsters in there?
No. I just think that a bra holster is weird.
No.
And is there anybody that agrees with me?
Okay, maybe he is pulling an Alec.
Is
there anybody on the phone?
Yeah.
Has anybody called?
Yeah.
888-340-3373. See, here's where I think we get in trouble. We've created a society in which women feel like they need to carry handguns.
Right.
And, like, the more that they have need to carry them, the more they're going to want to make sure that what they're carrying is concealed and nobody knows about it. Because if you overpower them, you know where the gun is, and then it's even worse. But, you know, kudos, I say kudos to the gal for figuring out how to hide it in a way that is concealed and makes her feel more safe. By the way, the intrepid producer, Ivan Quinones, immediately went online and needed to see exactly how it all worked when we were in the break.
Well, Ivan, what do you think?
Oh, that makes
sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because they can't hide it.
Yeah, see, when you and I carry a holster under our arm to the side, we don't have stuff in the way of getting to our gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly convenient for a woman to pull a gun out from underneath her armpit.
Right.
So I think this is just as easy. This is probably as easy for them to do as it would be for us to. And then there was always Magnum, who carried it in the back of his jeans, just pointed right down his Levi's. I never figured that out. Talk about dangerous. Anyway, see you next.